This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank, of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. Oh, I'm so excited because we are going to talk about cruise ships. Great to see you. How have you been?
Good to see you. I've been doing really well.
Since I saw you last Thursday, what's news in the world of travel?
Well, I thought we would kind of take a look into, not really the crystal ball, but maybe take a look into the future and take a look at some of the new cruise ships that are going to be coming out in the next year or so.
Late 2023,
2024. So I spend a lot of time doing research, going to webinars, talking to folks from the different cruise lines, because I want to be really up to speed on all this.
Just for our show prep, Ted?
Oh, that too. That too. No, for my job.
Oh, that's right.
For my job.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, I was feeling very honored,
yes,
Ted Blake.
No, I took a few notes, though, I don't always remember numbers very well, so I jotted down a few numbers. It's very interesting because this is actually going to be a quiet 2 years or so for cruise ship introductions, and that's because this is another one of the aftermaths of the COVID pandemic. So as soon as COVID hit and the cruise lines were all shut down, they canceled their orders. I mean, they pushed them back into the future.
And so for the next
year or two, we're kind of getting that post-COVID lull. And the ships that were under construction got delayed because of all the supply chain problems and stuff like that. So for the next couple of years, it's going to be a little bit fewer introductions than normal. And then in about 2025, 2026, it's going to really pick up.
Is five a low number?
Well, there are more than five. I just kind of picked out five different ones. There are about 10 or 12 coming on stream in the next year or so. And that's not even necessarily counting the river cruise ships in Europe. There are probably another dozen or two of those coming out as well.
What is the age range of a cruise ship?
Yeah, a lot of cruise ships that are in service today, you know, some were built a few years ago. Probably the oldest ships in service were built, you know, right around the turn of the 20th and 21st century. So there are still some ships in service from, you know, 1999, 2000. Most cruise ships have a career, sometimes they'll be in service for 50 or 60 years, but oftentimes they're with their first owner for maybe 20, 25 years, and then they start to kind of move down and pass off to other companies, maybe foreign companies, companies in Asia, where we won't see them sold in the U.S. anymore.
Oh, and they get repainted and
They get refurbished. Yeah. Most cruise ships get kind of a pretty significant refurbishment about every 5 years.
With a car, there's kind of a life to it. Is there a life to a cruise ship?
Yeah, there is. Okay. There is, yeah. And mostly it's the advances in the industry and the changes in consumer demand that push cruise ships out of service rather than necessarily being obsolete.
So tell us about what is coming down the pike.
Yeah, so I tried to pick kind of a cross-section of different cruise ships. So I thought I would start with the one that's going to be coming out first, and it's going to be setting sail this fall. And this is a cruise ship that's owned by the cruise line Norwegian Cruise Line. It's called the Norwegian Viva, and this is really a very family-oriented cruise ship. And it was actually designed during COVID. And so one of the things that we're seeing that the cruises always kind of struggle with is like, what's the right size for a cruise ship? How big is too big? How small is too small? And so this is Norwegian's newest ship that'll be coming out, and it's actually smaller than the previous generation of cruise ships. So carries fewer passengers and has more space per guest. So it's really designed to give families, travelers, an opportunity to really spread out and enjoy. Norwegian really targets families. I mean, that's kind of their main demographic. And so there are so many things on there for kids. There are water slides, like several stories tall water slides, which maybe I would have done when I was little, but no way would I do them anymore. It has a go-kart track on it. But really what Norwegian focuses on is what they call freestyle cruising. And so they have a ton of different dining options on board. Mm. Everything from kind of casual to more dressy. But you can pick and choose and go to a different restaurant every night. You know, it's not like the fixed dining rooms that some people might be familiar with. They've got great entertainment. They do full Broadway show productions. They've got great kids programs, And so really something for everyone. Okay. This is a very good family-oriented cruise ship. Couples who don't mind being around kids, certainly, as well. You know, this is kind of a big floating resort vacation.
And where does it typically cruise
yeah,
to?
Yeah, so the ship will start up service this fall. And most cruise ships are built in Europe. So it'll actually start in the Mediterranean. And it has a season in the Mediterranean this year.
How fun.
And then it makes its way across the Atlantic to Puerto Rico. And then it starts to do some 7, 10, and 14-day cruises round trip from San Juan, Puerto Rico, during the winter season. You know, Norwegian has about 15, 16 ships. This is the newest. It does have a sister ship that came out last year called the Norwegian Prima. And so this is kind of just maybe a little enhancement on what was delivered on the Prima. But there's just an incredible amount of outdoor space, all sorts of little quiet private areas where you can just enjoy. They have a great suite, an all-suite complex on it called The Haven, which if you want to, you know, travel in luxury at a, you know, kind of a affordable price point, they've got a great option there as well. So it's a really neat ship. All right, so now we're going to kind of jump to the other end of the cruise ship spectrum, and we're going to talk about a new ship that's coming out in May of 2024, and it's called the Queen Anne. And the Queen Anne is owned
Fancy.
It is. It's owned by Cunard Line, which we've talked about before. And so this is their latest generation of cruise ship. And this one is definitely geared towards grown-ups. In, you know, if the Norwegian Viva is kind of a fancy modern resort at sea, the Queen Anne is going to be a grand hotel at sea.
Wow.
And it's interesting when you talk to the folks at Cunard Line, they're very, very conscious of their heritage. And the heritage of that golden age of the transatlantic mm-hmm. liner when the original Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth crossed. And so they always kind of start by looking backwards and looking towards the past, but then they bring it into the present and into the future. So inspired by the past, looking to the future is probably a good way to describe this ship. It's going to have 15 different restaurants on board.
Wow.
An incredible selection of staterooms. And, you know, Cunard is a luxury brand, but they have some pretty affordable price points as well. Everything from kind of a standard cruise ship cabin up to some really incredible suites. And just like on the Norwegian Viva, just like actually on all the ships we're going to talk about, more suites, better suites, bigger suites, more services for the suites. Ships sell out from the top down. And so those suites go first. The people who want that experience grab them. And so there are more suites on this ship, more pools, but a lot of the Cunard favorites that people really enjoy. Their afternoon tea, their formal afternoon tea will still be served. The Golden Lion Pub will be there, so you can have a traditional British pub lunch. The evening entertainment, you know, the full shows, the dancing with the big band, all that's still going to be there. So it's what people have come to expect from Cunard, what people really like about it, but kind of brought into a new ship for the new century.
Is this an ocean liner?
This would be a cruise ship.
Okay.
So it would be similar in nature to the other cruise ships. The only real ocean liner out there is the Queen Mary 2. So it's part of the same company, but a little different from that design perspective.
And where will this cruise?
So this ship will spend most of the year in Europe. She'll be based in Southampton, England. So very easy place to get to, nonstop flights to London every day. One of the things I love to do for folks is to arrange kind of a pre-cruise or a post-cruise package on land. So London's such a fun place to do that because there's just so much to see. And she cruises all over Europe. So the Baltic, the coast of Norway, the British Isles, Iceland, the Mediterranean. And then in January of 2025, she embarks on a world cruise all the way around the world. About 180 days. But if you don't have time for that, there is actually a really neat cruise. It departs New York on January 18th of 2025, and it's 17 days long, and it goes through the Panama Canal, and you end in San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm kind of thinking I'm going to have to put that one on my list of cruises to take. You know, take this brand new, gorgeous ship through the Panama Canal, which is just a real bucket list experience.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I should say, the Norwegian Viva will carry 3,200 guests, which is relatively small mm-hmm. by today's cruise ship standards. You know, the biggest cruise ships carry 5,400, 5,600 passengers. And the Queen Anne will carry about 3,000 passengers, so
nice.
A little smaller.
Yeah.
All right, well, we talked about Cunard,
yes.
and Cunard's sister brand is a company called Princess. And so Princess has their next generation of ship coming out in February of 2024. And the ship is called the Sun Princess. She's being built in Italy right now. And if you go onto YouTube, she's actually almost complete on the outside. So you can see pictures of what the ship will look like. But this is kind of an evolution, I would say, not really a revolution in terms of ship design. But Princess has really brought sort of the best of what they do and maybe amped it up a little bit. So this is a big ship. It'll carry 4,300 passengers. It will start out in the Mediterranean, and the first cruise is in February. And that's actually, I think, a really good time to think about going to the Mediterranean.
Oh.
You know, it's not going to be hot, but it'll be nice. Be way nicer than here.
Okay.
So, you know, you might have to bring a spring jacket or something like that. But great time to go. Some nice itineraries all over the Mediterranean. And then the fall, she crosses the ocean to Fort Lauderdale and will do a season in the Caribbean. Okay. So those 7 and 14-day Caribbean cruises
How
that are
fun.
So popular in the winter.
Isn't Princess the original love boat?
Princess is the original love boat. So if you're looking for romance, this could be a place
old,
could be a place to go.
That's false advertising.
It is. Yeah. So this is a good ship for families as well. One of the neat innovations on there is something they're calling the dome. And if you look at the picture of the ship, you'll see the dome instantaneously. But it's this kind of an innovative indoor-outdoor space. So during the day, it's a swimming pool. But at night, the swimming pool gets covered, the dome gets closed, and you have this sort of half indoor, half outdoor space for shows and entertainment. There's a new show. The main showroom is going to be really neat. Dining options, definitely more than ever before. And one of the neat things they're doing is that the dining room has three different levels. And each of them will have a different concept. So sometimes on cruise ships, you know, you might have more than one dining room, but everything is the same.
Right.
Between them, there are actually three dining room concepts in the main dining room, which I think is a really neat
I do too.
Thing.
Yeah.
And Princess has invested a lot of money in technology. And so Princess has an app. And, you know, if you're sitting by the pool and you want to order a drink, you just order it on your app. And they use you get a little kind of a computer chip that you carry around with you. And they find you based on that. And boom, your drink arrives. So really, you know, a way to deliver a higher level of service using automation. And that's a really tough thing to do, I think, to get it right, you know, the balance between personal service and automation. And they've been working on this for a long time, and I think they've kind of gotten
it right now.
So this will be the first ship built fully with this kind of automation in mind.
So that'll be
kind of a neat thing. So the next ship I'm excited about, these were all, by the way, all built in Italy.
Oh, is that where primarily...
Most cruise ships are built in Italy.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and so interestingly there, so that's why one of the reasons why they start out in the Mediterranean, because they happen to be there.
Sure.
But the next ship is actually an Italian cruise ship. And there is an Italian family called the Aponte family. And they have been in the shipping industry since about the time Columbus discovered North America. And they have always wanted to launch a luxury cruise brand. And so they did. Actually, in the next couple of weeks, their first ship will be entering service. The company is called Explora Journeys, E-X-P-L-O-R-A. So the first ship, which has kind of an unimaginative name, Explora 1, will be coming out very shortly. And then Explora 2 comes out in the fall of 2024.
Is this a brand new company?
It's a brand new company. Well, it's a company that actually dates back to the 1500s, but it's a new brand. It's a new brand they're launching. So that's always really exciting because, you know, anytime somebody comes into the industry, they kind of look at the way people do things and they're going to do things a little bit differently. So it's a relatively large cruise ship with a pretty small passenger capacity. So the ship only carries about 900 passengers, but it's big enough that there is plenty of space to spread out. So the accommodations are generously sized. The suites are really, really big. They have just top-notch cuisine on board. The ship has 10 different restaurants. And, you know, now we're kind of getting into the realm of sort of the type of restaurants you'd find in a big city like New York or London. And each of them is different. All the food is kind of farm to table, very regionally inspired. So the whole onboard experience is very elevated. But they've also put a lot of energy into the shore programs that are available. And so I've had a chance to kind of look through the list of the different activities they have planned in the different ports. And some of these, people can't even imagine that these things are possible. But they've worked with some real local experts and really curated a great program that's available. So the ship is going to be gorgeous, really, really well designed, I think. But the destination is really what this company is about, Explorer Journeys.
Well, you know, Ted, I would assume that all of your experience, you've really seen and heard almost everything, this does sound like a new concept.
Yeah, it is. It is a new concept. And I think it's nice that they're delivering it on a, you know, kind of a medium-sized ship. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes if you get too small, you have to trade away. You know, you benefit from the intimacy of the ship, but you trade away some of the facilities. And the ship is big enough that it's got everything that folks who like to cruise can imagine. And they spend, you know, extended stays in port, so they might be in port until 10 o'clock or midnight in some ports, so you have a chance to really, really explore. So really very much about the destination. So this ship starts out in the Mediterranean, and then it kind of starts to go to some more exotic places after that, like Africa and the Indian Ocean. And so one neat thing about Explora is they never repeat an itinerary. So
what?
If you see an itinerary you like, you better do it. Because it's not like the ship's going to turn around and do it in the other direction. It's going to kind of keep going and go someplace else.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
who's the ideal candidate?
This is for adults. This is an adult-focused cruise line. You know, folks
an
who
experienced
really...
experienced cruiser, maybe?
You know, maybe not. It's really for people who are focused on the destination.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Italy, whether it's Greece. They have some cruises in New England. You're really going to get into the destination, and you kind of have your luxury boutique hotel traveling along with you.
Crazy.
Yeah. So one more. So this one is, now we're kind of hitting the pinnacle of cruising, and it's a company called Silver Sea Cruises. And this is a little bit smaller of a ship, carries about 700 passengers.
Okay.
It's called the Silver Ray, and debut is June of 2024.
Okay.
And I bet you can guess where it's going to, the first itineraries are going to
be. The Mediterranean.
Mediterranean. Yeah. One of the neat things about Silver Sea is that they really focus on some of the less visited ports of call.
Oh.
So not only will you kind of hit the top ports, but some of the less visited, smaller ports that only small ships can go to. So that's part of the experience. And then after the summer in the Mediterranean, she heads to South America, actually.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So if you've ever wanted to do South America, good excuse to do that. This is a ship that has just acres of glass. I mean, it is really a ship that is designed to bring the outside in.
Oh.
Which is really cool. And, you know, the renderings are just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you can not have a bad view no matter where you are on board the ship. But Silver Sea really takes food to kind of the ultimate level. You know, we're talking Michelin star type food. Very gourmet food. And they have a neat program that they call SALT, which stands for Sea and Land Table. And it's designed for folks who are foodies. And so if you've ever wanted to do kind of the explore the market with the chef and go back on board and have that for dinner.
Oh.
That's what SALT is about. But it's not just markets. It's all sorts of, you know, unique and exclusive food experiences that you can do in some incredible places. So, you know, truffle hunting and wine tasting and things like that. So they really, really bring that to the pinnacle. But if you're not into food, there are other alternative things you can do while you're there. But this is a cruise line that delivers really a five-star experience on a smaller ship that's brand new, gorgeous. Every cabin is either a mini suite or a suite, so plenty of space to spread out. And some really imaginative itineraries, as I said, places that you maybe didn't even know you could get to on a cruise ship they go to.
And how can people get a hold of you to find out?
Yeah, the best
more
way to get a hold of me is to give me a call at 651-964-8245. Or you can visit my website at tedblanktravel.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter there, or you can request an appointment with me right online.
I bet you cannot wait to get on some of these cruise ships
yourself. I think I would probably put all five of them on my bucket list.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure is such a wonderful place to book your next trip. So do go online and visit them. And you are listening to another edition of The Travel Show with host Ted Blank on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing.